Hi, this is Francis. Happy New Year. It is Tuesday, January 8th. What you're about to listen to is an episode that was actually ready to be aired sometime in December. Finished the whole thing, finished the blog post. Never got it posted. Blog post, the episode, any of it. So I'm going to post it now, and then I'll get started on a new episode that hopefully will be out sooner rather than later. Sorry for the delay. I hope you had a great holiday, and I hope 2019 has been good to you so far. Another quick note, we seem to be missing Quilt Diary Day 1. I don't know where it is. I think it's gotten erased. So we're going to start with Quilt Diary Day 2, and you're just going to have to flow. Sorry, the man's in the kitchen doing the dishes. I can't complain about the noise because the man's in the kitchen doing the dishes. All right, now let's get on with the show. Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. And welcome to episode 232, It's Almost Christmas. Have you finished all your Christmas quilting? I don't do Christmas quilting. I do a little bit of Christmas knitting. The difference between knitting presents, because the only thing I would knit for a present these days would be a scarf, maybe, mostly socks. Now, I have knit my mom and my dad a Christmas sweater. This was many years ago when I still did crazy things like that. Now I don't. Don't do quilts, do socks, because you know what? If you miss the mark on the socks, if you don't make it by the cutoff date, you can just send a nice little note saying, hey, I got something coming to you next week, because it's just a pair of socks. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think home-knit socks, homemade socks are fabulous, but it's just socks. Whereas a quilt, you know, it's not just that you want to have your gift done on time. You want the big reveal to happen Christmas morning. This is not a gift for someone coming home a week after Christmas. They're back at work. It's January. It's kind of depressing. And they get home. It's raining, by the way, when this happens. They get home and there's a box and it's a quilt. And of course, they're still really, really excited. But it's also, you know, January 4th. The holidays are over. So I think that puts some stress on the quilter to get it done. So I don't do that anymore because I'm all about not stressing myself out. Life just offers too many of its own natural stresses for me to add on. So I am doing some footy socks for the girls in my writing group, and I don't think I'm going to have them done by Christmas, or I'm not going to have them done by Saturday, which is we are going to meet on Saturday just for pie. We're having our annual pie meeting, and there's a place here called Foster's, and they have good pie and good cornbread. And Charlotte likes the cornbread. So that's what we're going to do. But I think we'll probably meet this Saturday after Christmas as well. Since Christmas is so early in the week, by that time I think we'll all be ready to get out. And I should have the socks done by then. Otherwise, I don't know if I'm ready for Christmas. It's been a busy time in a really good way. If you're following any of the Quilt Fiction stuff, you know, we've done a 12 days of Christmas giveaway. And, you know, I get tired of saying, this is so late, you know, and I think you get tired of hearing, this episode is so late. So I wasn't going to say, but I do feel badly that I didn't get it posted before the giveaway started. And that was my intention. But, you know, we had just upgraded my computer system. We got a new Microsoft Office software package. And so when I went to use Hindenburg, it needed adjustments. Hindenburg is my audio editing program. And, you know, it took the man 5 minutes. I don't touch that kind of stuff because my computer will blow up and I will probably, you know, cause a nuclear disaster if I try to mess around updating software. It took the man 5 minutes, but you know how sometimes, like, finding that 5 minutes just to sit down and do a task like that is hard? It's just been that kind of busy for both of us. So anyway, I'm sorry that I wasn't more active here saying, sign up for the giveaway, because it's been a good giveaway. You know, so that's been fun. But it's been busy to do that, to post every day about here's what today's giveaway is. and to, you know, contact the winners and contact the sponsors and do all that stuff. And again, it's really not that time consuming, but it's just a mental thing, right? It's just psychological. It's like so much. And, you know, trying to finish up with part two of Friendship Album 1933, which is the story I am reading over on the Quilt Fiction Podcast. I hope you're listening. If it's your thing, you may be like, 1930s quilting, blah. Although I don't know who could feel that way, but maybe you do. Maybe that's just totally not your thing. It's still a nice story. But finishing up on the recording, this Friday is the last episode of the year. By the way, today is Wednesday, December something. Let's call it the 19th. Does that seem right? Yeah. So anyway, we're going to post the last episode on Friday, and then on Saturday, posting the Christmas story, which I am going to put a link to here, not the audio version, but it's actually an ebook book version. The man did all of this. I wrote the story. The man did not write the story, though he did edit it. He's a really good editor. So he edited the story and then formatted it into this ebook, and it's really pretty. And he did a great job. And you may have downloaded it already, but in case you haven't, I will put a link so that you could download it. It's called A Friendship Album Christmas 1932. So it's a story that takes place a little bit before a friendship album begins. But anyway, so all that stuff's going on, and it's all good stuff. You know, it's not stressful. There are people who are like really stressed out right now because someone in their family is very ill, or they're very ill, or their children are having problems, or someone's in rehab. You know, that's stress. This is just kind of busyness, and it's kind of fun. But I'm looking forward to next week and just getting, you know, just doing the Christmas thing, doing the reading thing, and doing the pimento cheese thing, all those things I love, you know, the 26th, you know, my favorite part of Christmas. My favorite day of Christmas is December 26th, when I sit down with my pimento cheese and my Chex Mix and my books, and I just read and read and read. So I'm looking forward to that, and then just getting into kind of back to my normal work day. So this is a really long introduction, and I'm going to wrap it up. I do have some good news. Sit In, which is a quilt you may be familiar with if you've listened to this podcast for, say, more than 30 seconds. But, yeah, I mean, if you were around last year, you know, that I worked on that quilt for a long time. I submitted it to QuiltCon. It was rejected. Well, this year it was accepted, which is, you know, a good object lesson. Different year, different judges, different show. And so that's really exciting. I'm excited about it, especially because QuiltCon is in Nashville and I am going. And I'm going to stay with Quilt and Jenny and Holly Ann over at String and Story. We stay together in Savannah. So this is our thing. And I'm actually driving to Nashville with my friends Amy and Emma from the Quilt Alliance. You know, I'm a board member on the Quilt Alliance now. And they are two of my absolute favorite people. So I just think that's going to be fun. And I'm so glad to be driving with someone, one, because I don't have to pay to fly, and two, driving back when I will be absolutely zonked. This, you know, I'm so looking forward to QuiltCon. Let me know if you're going to be there. I know Cindy's going to be there. I know my Tennessee friends are going to be there. Andrew's going to be there, I think, I hope, and some other folks, Sandra. But let me know, and I'd love to see you if you are there and you don't get in touch, but you think, I wonder if I'll run into Francis. I will be at the Quilt Alliance table most of the time. I've just signed up for lectures. Don't sign up for classes, one, because I'm just such a terrible student. I really should not be allowed near a class. But also, oftentimes, they're too long. A good three-hour class I enjoy. You know, like we had at my guild earlier this fall, Latifa Safir with the three-hour class about bias tape, which I loved. And I'm really excited after the holidays, or after I kind of finish up with all this, when I get back to quilting, to play around with some bias tape stuff. I think it's super cool. So I have no idea what I've said in the Quilt Diaries. Have no idea what you're in for. I hope it's a treat. Could be just me repeating the same story over and over. I've done it before. I'll do it again. But I did finish my pinwheel quilt top. And that is something in the new year. I don't know if you do quilty New Year's resolutions. I, for the most part, don't, because I don't keep resolutions at all. So I don't want to jinx myself. But I really feel like once I get back on the machine, I want to be quilting. I want to, and simple quilting, because, of course, as you know, Crown of Thorns nearly killed me. So very simple, straight line, little kind of serpentine kind of quilting that I love and always think looks really good. But quilt the pinwheel quilt. And also this quilt I did last year, I can't remember what I call it, but I call it Modern Stars. I used some of Krista Watson's fabulous fabric. And, of course, I can't think of the line of the fabric line, but it was just great. She, I have to say, is doing amazing fabric. I just feel like every collection she puts out, and yes, Chris is my friend, but that's okay. I can sing my friend's praises. But I really, every time she puts out a new fabric line, I'm just like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's just cute and fun, and the colors are great. And it's sort of, if you are, you know, sort of more of a traditional quilter, but like really fresh, fun fabrics, I think Krista is a great person, is a great designer for you. But if you're a modern quilter and like to use prints, you know, again, because they're fresh and fun, I don't know. I'm a fan. But I've had that quilt done for well over a year, and it's time to quilt it. And I'm looking forward to that, I think. I think I have fully recovered from quilting Crown of Thorns. Anyway, I think it's time to get on with the Quilt Diaries, but I do want to say Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I will be back in 2019. If I have any more quilty resolutions, did I even say what the resolution was? It's just to quilt these quilts. I'll tell you what my real resolution is. And, you know, it is to do more charity quilts. And I think I'm going to be taking over the charity quilt program in my guild, which will be, you know, a good incentive for me. But I really want to do that. I have not done any. And it's just something I feel is important. So I want to do that. So that's going to be a real goal for me in 2019. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's get on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 2. I've talked before, right? You guys, sometimes I get a little worried with myself because I can't always remember everything. I think I talked about this last time, so I remember that at least, that I told you about Will, I think. Didn't I tell you about Will last time, where he had a haircut appointment and we just totally forgot? I've had 2 days in a row where I've gone to the store. Yesterday, my main thing to get was half and half for this morning. Jack's been here. He just went back to school today. And we both drink half and half in our coffee. And I knew there wasn't enough for both of us to have the half and half we so desire. So it was late yesterday afternoon. I went to the store and I thought, well, as long as I'm going, I'm going to pick up a couple other things in case I really don't feel like going to the store tomorrow, which is now today. It's Sunday, by the way, November, the 25th? I think it's the 25th. So anyway, I go to the store, I have a little list. So I pick up this, pick up that, and I pick up those things. And yes, I get home, and what do I realize I don't have? The only thing I actually went to the store to get, half and half. Yeah, and I was just like, I'm going back out. And I went to the kind of mini mart place is fairly close to the house. No half and half. We do not live in a neighborhood that's actually conveniently located when it comes to stores. So I went a little further down the road and got the half and half. Well, today I went and did a fuller shop. And I just wanted to make a nice tortellini soup for dinner tonight after all the feasting. Just something very simple. So I do my shop, get everything, get out to the car, and think, I got everything on my list except tortellini. And I had written down tortellini on my list. And I do the same list every week in terms of how, of structuring. Produce, dry and canned, meat, frozen, dairy, bread, beverage, miscellaneous. Those are my categories. Had tortellini in the frozen section. For some reason, just forgot to check the list again or went right over it. Yeah. So fortunately, I remembered while I was just in the parking lot. So I ran back in and got the tortellini. But yeah, it's like, wow. I don't know what's going on with me. Yeah, I'll keep you updated. In any event, who knows what I said last time? I do know I talked about the quilt along that Kristen and Patty are doing. So, and I will link to that in the show notes. So I have a few minutes here. Everybody's upstairs for the time being, and it's not quite time to start cooking dinner, which will be tortellini soup with, you know, nice chicken broth, carrots, celery, a little garlic. Very simple. Little bread. That's it. That's what we're doing tonight. But I wanted to just let you know, I finally finished the Crown of Thorns quilt. I took a nice picture, and the picture, it looks nice. I took the picture, and I'm really glad I did this. I took the picture before I washed it. I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen in the wash. I wasn't particularly worried about colors bleeding. The front is white and pink, and the back is very light blue. All the fabrics have been pre-washed. I am a pre-washer for the most part. Certainly of fabrics that I buy at the scrap exchange, I pre-wash those. One, because they kind of have that funky thrift store smell that I don't really want to work with. Other fabrics I don't necessarily wash. I have learned my lesson the hard way to wash batiks and reds. You know, so anything that's really dark, I do wash. But anyway, so I wasn't concerned about colors bleeding. But I didn't know how the quilting would work. I had a section of the quilting, right? I just did this very simple straight line quilting. The line's about 2 inches apart. And there was a section of the quilt that was just impossible to do, and it was never perfect. I redid it several times. I finally got it as good as I was going to get it, and there were not direct puckers, but it was just funky the way the fabric pulled. And my hope was that when I washed it, there would be just, you know, enough crinkling and interesting things going on that it would all come out in the wash, not come out, but get interesting in the wash, look intentional in the wash. And in fact, after I washed and dried it, that section looks worse. It actually, the pulling and crinkling just really made it actually look pleated. So the quilting mistakes or the quilting issues are my issues, and partly just a really big quilt. It's hard to manhandle a quilt that big. It's hard, even with the most simple straight line quilting. You know, I'm not surprised that I hit a section that just proved unconquerable. But what I'm really here to talk about is the quality of the fabric, because I did some serious unquilting. As I mentioned in the last podcast episode, this is Joann's fabric. And you know what? I don't ever want to discourage anyone from buying fabric at Joann's. And I have used plenty of Joann's fabric in my career as a quilter. My time as a quilter, particularly in the early years, where I just wasn't quite ready to commit myself to more expensive fabric. But this time around, I really regret it. And, you know, I can go to Scrap Exchange. Now, Scrap Exchange is hit or miss, but you can find some nice fabric because people donate fabric. I donate fabric, good fabric, to Scrap Exchange. There are other ways to find fabric that's of a higher quality. And, you know, I haven't tried every kind of fabric that Joann sells. So this is the Kona. And I have to tell you, it did not come out well. It did not. It, even before the wash, you could just see, because I had worked it so much, that it could not, it did not look fresh. It did not look good. There are places where there are little tears. And, you know, and I'll never do that again. I may never make a quilt that big again, unless I invest in a mid-arm or a long-arm machine. And I could see investing in a mid-arm one day. You know, I have to get these children through college. I really do like doing my own quilting. And I watch videos of people doing long-arming and mid-arming. And it looks, particularly the long-arming, you know, it looks so much fun. looks like you're just out there driving a car, you know? And when I'm at shows, I go watch the long armors do their thing, people who are trying to sell the long arm machines. So that looks fabulous to me. I don't have any desire to do a quilt that big again. That's got to be the biggest quilt I've ever quilted or ever made. And I won't do that again. But I also will not buy cheap fabric again because, you know, it took a lot of time. And the quilt looks fine. It's pretty. It's, you know, pink and white is pretty. The crown of thorns block is a really pretty block. So it's all, you know, all of that is nice. But I look and think about how much time I spent on that. You know, the time that Patty spent helping me come up with the pattern, the overall pattern. And just to look and you know, if you look at the picture, if you go to the show notes and see the picture, or if you've seen it on Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, it looks pretty, you know, and yeah, but that's just, but when you look at it up close, it's just like, and I don't even know what to do with it. You know, I don't even necessarily want to put it, I thought about putting it on Jack's bed. And then the quilt that's on Jack's bed right now is Simply Frances, Simply Amy, a very early quilt, and putting that on the guest room bed. But I don't know if I even want to do it. I may fold it up, take some cute pictures, use it in some kind of decor. So that's just my sad story that I'm sharing with you. I started yesterday working on a pinwheel quilt. This is another quilt that is connected to Friendship Album 1933. And I got good fabric. I got Bella Moda solid white. Or it's actually, what do they call it? Bleached white, but it reads white to me. It reads white. Bleach white, I think of almost as being a muslin. I don't know why. When you think maybe bleach, why is white bleach? So maybe it's supposed to be the ultra white. But it feels good. It's so much nicer to work with. It's similar to if you knit, you know, and when you buy the really nice yarn, it's such a pleasure to hold in your hand. And that's this is the same thing. Just the hand feel of it is so nice. And then I got some really nice 1930s style fabrics. And so I'm doing this. I started working on this pinwheel. The top will come together. I could have finished it today. I think I have some allergies. I keep sneezing, but I don't think I'm getting a cold. So I ended up just kind of reading and chilling out today. But I could have done it. But instead, I thought, you know, I need to take a break from one, quilts that are connected to a project as opposed to quilts that are coming directly from my soul. And I also just want to do something modern. I love the traditional blocks. I love traditional quilts. I love traditional blocks. I think that, in fact, that they're, as I know I've talked about on here before, that they're the really traditional quilts really actually share a good deal in common with modern quilts, just in terms of graphic impact. The use of solids and solids and prints. You know, even the Crown of Thorns, which is clearly a really traditional block and a traditional quilt, just because it's just two colors and both are solids, you know, it has a bit of a modern feel to it. But I just felt like playing, and that to me, I think more than anything, it's like, what does modern quilting mean to me? It means play. Now, I love quilting. I just did an interview, by the way, with Latifa Safir, who's delightful. You know, I took a class with her a few months ago and really liked her, and she's a wonderful teacher. Highly recommend a class if you have an opportunity to take a class with her. She's very good. And, yeah, but then I interviewed her for Storybee, which is the Quilt Alliance interview show. If you're a member, you get access to those interviews. I'm trying to get better at it. I think in some ways I'm good at it, in other ways I'm not, because I keep treating it like a conversation, and it's not. People don't want to hear from me. They don't need to know about me. If you want to know about me, you can come over here, right, and listen to me go on and on. But anyway, one of the things that she said that was really interesting is that she actually doesn't like to sew. You know, that part of the process, actually sewing the pieces together, is not really her thing. What she likes is coming up with the design in her head and then making it happen in real life, which I thought was so interesting. But I totally get it, although I love to sew. You know, I love sitting at the machine. I love that, you know, I like piecing. I like ironing. I like everything except, what do I not like? I don't like making the binding. And even that I don't mind. Right? But, yeah, but I love playing. So anytime, I guess what I'm saying is anytime I work on a quilt, I'm enjoying myself because whether it's traditional or modern, I'm sewing, I've got music on or have some TV show on, watching the British Bake Off. We have really not discussed the British Bake Off here. Are you obsessed with, I love the Bake Off. And here's an interesting thing to me, and this is a tangent, who knows if I'll make my way back to my original point, but young people, I have my writing group girls, they love it. They love the Bake Off. And then Jack's friend, Angelina, who lives in Cary, goes to Davidson. She came over for dinner last night. And that's what we did. We ate pizza and we watched the Bake Off. She loves it. She'd already seen it. She's already watched all the way through the latest episode. So I'm sitting there making predictions. I'm like, you can mock me later out of earshot because you know how right or wrong I am. But anyway, yeah, loves all these young people love the Bake Off. I love the Bake Off. Love the Bake Off. So now, why am I talking about the Bake Off? I was talking about, sometimes I watch it while I'm quilting. So I love the whole process, but there's something about when I'm working on my more modern quilts that it feels like play, because so much of what I do is improvisational. You know, even though there's a lot of decision making, improv doesn't mean just slapping stuff together. You're constantly making decisions and redecisions and revisions and all of that, but it's really fun. So I put the pinwheel quilt away, the blocks I'd done, which are just darling. You know, I love pinwheel blocks, and this fabric, it's 1930s fabric. I am gonna put very narrow whatchamacallits in between the blocks, very narrow sashing between the blocks, because there needs to be a little bit of space, I think. They're large blocks, large, you know, they're 10-inch blocks. And, I just do. I feel like the eye needs a little breathing room with that 1930s fabric. But, so it's a darling, but I thought, I just need to mess around and play and put stuff together and see how it works and throw the spaghetti against the wall. So I'll do some more of that tonight. So anyway, it is, it's a month before Christmas. Between you and me, I'm tired of Christmas already. Everyone has decorated except us, because we wait until 2 weeks before, 10 days. I think this year will be 10 days before Christmas, about, when we put up the tree. And that's just enough for me. And we take everything down January 1st, and that is enough. That's long enough. I know other people feel differently, and I don't judge, you know, because we are all getting along in this world the best way we know how. And in fact, in the culture now, I think the majority of people I know who observe Christmas decorate right after Thanksgiving. And, you know, some of it I realized, I don't know if I just realized it, maybe I re-realized it. For me, it's just visually it's too much to live with for a month for me. And maybe if we were less knick-knacky, we're very knick-knacky in our Christmas decorations. Maybe it was a very clean, streamlined kind of decor. I wouldn't feel that way. But even the tree, I love having a couple weeks a year where, you know, we rearrange the furniture so the tree's got the best spot in the room, and it's really lovely. And I'm so happy when it's over. So yeah, I had that feeling today, like, yeah, already tired of Christmas. 'Cause, you know, and all the commercials. Commercials are so good now, though. You know, I don't watch a lot of commercial TV, but because I live with people who watch sports, I see a bunch. And if I'm watching, if I'm sitting in the room with them, I am kind of blown away by how good commercials are, which makes them even more insidious, right? Because they're that much better. All right, I've got to go make dinner. Who knows when I'll get this posted? Hopefully soon. By the way, if you are listening to Friendship Album 1933, which I hope you are, it might not be your thing. Totally get that. Stay tuned. I'm going to have a closed Facebook group for the Quilt Fiction page, which you should join just to be my friend. So do that, please. When it happens, it's not up yet. But we're going to do a 12-day of Christmas giveaway starting December 10th. And people have been amazingly generous. Orphil is going to be a sponsor, giving me a thread set that's worth $140. The Quilt Show membership, lots of fabric, paintbrush fabrics, is donating. Island Boutique, Robert Mueller, taking a little time off the investigation. Is that right? Who am I thinking? Is that right? Mueller, whoever. Anyway, amazing stuff. So I'll talk more about that here, but pay attention, listen to Quilt Fiction, what have you, because it's going to be a really good giveaway. It's really good stuff. All right, I will talk to you more later. Quilt Diary. Gina, I have no idea. Could be day two, could be day three, could be day seven. I can tell you the date, though. It is Monday, December 10th, and this is an episode, once again, that I thought I would get posted, about a week or so ago. But here you have it. Yeah, thank you for understanding. Whenever I say, yeah, I meant to have this over a week ago, it's like people have been sitting on the edge of their seats going, when will she post? When will she post? When the fact is, we all have so much to listen to. It is the golden age of radio. It really is. We're so lucky. But so it's Monday. Travis the Quilt Dog is here. Oh, he's going to play with me. He's got two chews and a bone that I've kind of put in a corner. And he appears rather confused by them. Like, one, why are they all over here? This is not where I left them. Two, there's three all together. How do I choose? And three, how will I make you miserable by, trying to get you to play with me while you are doing a quilt diary? Or anything that else. Poor Travi. We've had 2 days of snow. So it started snowing, I think, late Saturday, early Sunday morning. Snowed all day yesterday. We had like 10 inches of snow. Snow kept snowing today. And then it kind of switched over to icy rain. I feel really fortunate because we did not lose power. Well, we lost it for 20 minutes. And when it finally went out, because we knew from our neighborhood listserv that it was going out in other places in the neighborhood. And I tried to stay humble. I tried not to think, we're so lucky, because I knew it could be us next, and it was us next, but it only lasted 20 or 30 minutes. But during that 20 or 30 minutes, which was, it was probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, it's snowy and we're at the darkest part of winter. And you knew that just like within an hour, we would really start losing light, And then it was just like, this is going to be a dark, dark night. And then poof, the power came back on. All the little electronic things made their beeping noises, and it has stayed on ever since. So I'm feeling very, very fortunate. It's been, it's been good. I've had a lot of work to do. I finished a quilt top, and I'll post the picture in the show notes. It is a pinwheel quilt. It's a Friendship Album 1933 quilt, for those of you who are listening to my alternate podcast. The Quilt Fiction Podcast. This is a quilt that I think will be mentioned in this week's episode. And it was very easy and very fun. And now I think the next thing I'm going to do... So I have this modern quilt I've been working on, the Modern Garden Path. And I'd like to finish that top, and I don't think I'm that far away. But I also have a back... load? That's not what I'm thinking about. That's not the right word. Backload, backlash, backlog, backlog, backlog. Look, I came up with the word myself of quilts that need to be quilted. And they're all fairly small quilts. And this one is pretty small. It's like 60, let's say 60 by 55. And I still need to make the backing. And I've been sort of piecing the backing as I've been going along. So, but I still, that's something I could play with tonight, depending if that's what I end up doing tonight. But yes, I do. I have several quilts I want to quilt, including this modern star quilt that I did, a year ago, using some fabulous Krista Watson fabrics. And I hope you guys are following Krista. I love her. One, just because she's lovable, but 2, she's been a very supportive friend. And 3, she's just doing amazing things. And her fabric design, I just think every time she comes out with a new line, I'm very excited by it. That reminds me, I'm sure I'll mention this at the beginning of the podcast, and maybe I'll get this posted tomorrow. That would be wonderful. You know, we're doing the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway for Quilt Fiction, and the prizes are great. Have I talked about this? I don't know. And you can sign up at any time during the giveaway. And once you sign up, you will be entered into every day's drawing. So today is the first drawing, and that is for a $25 gift certificate from Fat Quarter Shop. Krista has kindly donated, offered some fabric and patterns, and I think that will be at the end of this week, early next week, when that's her day. So anyway, and this podcast should be out by then. But anyway, love her fabric, love the fabric in this quilt that I made. Need to quilt the quilt. That's a little bit of a bigger quilt. Not as big as that dang crown of thorns, but it's a little bit bigger. And one of the things I should be doing now is getting that all my batting and piecing it together. Oh, Trevi, he's looking at his bones. He's growling at his bones. I don't know if he's having some sort of argument with his bones or he's just waiting for me to engage. We'll try it. Oh my goodness, I think I'll get one of those bones. Okay, there we go. Now the party has begun. Okay, anyway, so I do have quilts I want to quilt, a couple of quilts that are charity quilts, and this is going to be my 2019 thing. I thought it was going to be my 2018 thing, but I lied to myself about that. But I really want this to be a 2019 thing, is to do more charity quilts. And the neat thing that I think is going to happen in January, my friend Patty and I think are the only people on the ticket for president and vice president of our Triangle Modern Quilt Guild. Patty, president, me, vice president. And so we've been talking about stuff, and our guild does have a charity arm, but it's just kind of, people do stuff and they're very energized for a while, and then naturally energies dissipate. So it's time to re-energize that program. And so I have quilts that I would like to donate to that. Very cute quilts, I should say, too. Right now they're quilt tops. But that is going to be something I do more of this year. I was also inspired for the Quilting Alliance. I just interviewed Luana Rubin. She is the owner or co-owner of eQuilter, which is an online quilting business, which you may be familiar with. And they started up in 1999. So it's got to be one of the oldest online quilting businesses. But she's also a quilt artist and activist, and I interviewed her for the Quilt Alliance Story Bee program. And eQuilter gives away a percentage of their profits to charity. And she also does all this really cool stuff with charity quilts. And she has a charity group that of quilters in Boulder, where she is, and they make quilts for all kinds of stuff. And in fact, did a big bundle of quilts for people in California who lost their homes during the most recent wave of wildfires. And just talking to her, I was so inspired, And she was just a really neat person in general. But that to do that, to take profits from your business and reinvest them in just wonderful ways. So she gives a lot of money. She does a lot of charity quilting, all the stuff that's around her business. And I think it's super cool. So that was very inspiring to me. So I really want to do that. So I have a lot of quilt tops to quilt. Yes, but me being me and being cheap, I want to take all this batting that I have. And now that I feel like I know how to put it together from, I guess, when I was putting batting together for Crown of Thorns, and have kind of figured that out, how to do it so it's very smooth and flat. That's going to be on my list of projects. It's not a fun project, but it's really worthwhile. And it's kind of satisfying when you're done and you have all these pieces of batting that have been sewn into one large batting. So it's 2 weeks away from Christmas. I've done nothing. It actually feels kind of liberating, although I'm starting to have a little panicky feeling. Jack comes home on Thursday, and his friend Sarah is giving him a ride. She's staying with relatives in Raleigh over Christmas. I'm not sure what the story is. Her stepdad is a pilot, and so it's possible that her family is not going to be around this Christmas. She's from Atlanta, so maybe that's why. But anyway, we're actually hoping she'll stay with us for a couple of days because we really like her. And for me, it's like getting to have a daughter who's nice and who I didn't have to spend time with when she was 14. Having been 14, I wasn't any fun. and I was always a little scared of having a daughter because, you know, the universe has a way of paying you back. So anyway, but looking forward to Jack coming home. And on Friday, we will get our Christmas tree. And so we'll decorate this weekend. And that's what we always do. We always decorate a lot later than people because I just, that's my preference. I like, you know, about 2 weeks of Christmas is really enough for me. But I have felt a little bit Christmassy, and I've started thinking about maybe playing some Christmas music, but I don't want to get tired of it. Don't you get tired of it? I mean, that's why I would rather have the bulk of Christmas after Christmas, you know, for that week between Christmas and New Year's, and still feel Christmassy that period, during that period of time. But I know a lot of people, they kind of break down Christmas the day after Christmas because that's so they have the bulk of their Christmas beforehand, and Christmas is kind of the apex, right, of the season. And for me, I like Christmas to kind of be the midpoint of the season. Come here, Travi. Yes, that's a good boy. We're talking to all your friends out in Quilter's Land. What else did I want to tell you about? I submitted two quilts to QuiltCom. I went back and forth and back and forth, and then a friend of mine was pretty firm and told me I should do this, that I should submit, and I resubmitted Sit-In, which was rejected last year, but I thought I'd give it one more try with a new group of judges. Could be rejected again, and that's okay. And then I submitted Sweep Exit, which I changed the name to Sweep Edit because that is actually the appropriate term. It's quite possible. My friend who suggested that name, she's not a quilter, but she's a theater person. And it's quite possible that she said, oh, you should call it Sweep Edit because it's an improv quilt. And Sweep Edit is an improv term where you kind of sweep. The director calls for a change of scene and you sweep the players off the stage. And I like that idea because this quilt is made up of sort of pieces of other quilts that were swept off the table or the design wall or what have you. And so she may have very well said, oh, you should call it Sweep Edit. And then I got in my head that it was Sweep Exit, or because she's, you know, 50, you know, and at the age when the brain starts to deteriorate, she may have misremembered it as Sweep Exit, but I take the blame because it was probably me that misremembered. Anyway, I like that quilt a lot. I finished it this year, and you know, who knows? You don't know if a quilt has a shot. I actually watched a Facebook video that Weeks Ringel and Bill Kerr put on their page. And they put it, I think it was about a year ago, and it's about a 15-minute video, and it's really lovely, and they talk about shows and quilt contests and how arbitrary a lot of the judging is. And I've probably talked about this before here, but, you know, I've done some judging for children's writing contests. Like, the Scholastic does a big writing contest every year, and I've judged for that. And you get to a point where you get down, you know, they're just... I was a final judge, so they only sent me about 20 stories. And, you know, so other judges had already called the stories. But you get down to like five, and you're just like, at that point, you can, you know, it's easy to say if I had 20, I could go down and get down to that five or six that really were the best stories. Once you get down to that point, it's really, really hard. And it's you know, and it is a little bit arbitrary. It's a little bit about what you love. It's a little bit about, oh, here's a writer I would love to see continue to develop and, you know, continue to write. So you're like, okay, they win because I want them to, you know, I like what they did. But it's not necessarily that their story was just that much better than the other stories. But, you know, you have to choose. And so I think that's true in any given competition that there's a cutoff where, you know, there's certain, it's easy enough to go, yeah, that's not the best. But then you get to that group where it's like, oh, these are all kind of, you know, apples and oranges in a way. And they're all really good and they all satisfy the basic requirements and above the basic requirements. but then how do you decide? So anyway, I submitted two quilts last year. They both got rejected. These two could be rejected too, but it's kind of, you know, it's just kind of fun to do. I don't know. It's kind of, you know, whatever. I'll let you know what happens. So I did that. What else to tell you? I hope you're listening to the Quilt Fiction Podcast, the story Friendship Album 1933. I have now a closed Facebook group. It's called the Quilt Fiction Club. If you're interested in quilt fiction, if you're listening to the podcast, come join the club, because it's really fun. It's a really nice group of people, and I feel like it's very playful, and people seem to be, you know, to like the story, which, yeah, I mean, you would, to join the club. I think you would want to actually be kind of invested in the story of Friendship Album 1933, but also interested in, you know, it's like I've been posting stuff from old Farmer's Wife magazines. The man has been collecting those just for the last few months, and so we might have like 30 or 40. And I love old magazines. I mean, really, it can be from the 70s. I don't care, but I love old magazines from the 30s and 40s. And they're super cool. And so, you know, so I've been posting stuff, covers and recipes and things from these magazines, and people are like, oh yeah, it's just like people, I think a lot of people like old magazines. I think we like old stuff. Maybe not everyone, but I think the people who like Friendship Album 1933 are probably old magazine people. So we are having a good time, and please do come join us if you're at all interested, because it's really neat. It's a nice group of people, so I'm having a good time. It's too distracting. If we've just started it like a week ago, and so it's hard for me to not sort of peek in and see what's going on, and I'm very much active on it, and I kind of feel like I shouldn't be so active, in part just because the group needs to kind of take on a life of its own, but it's really neat. So I hope you'll do that. I'm going to go ahead and I think sign off here, because I still have to do the intro, and dinner is cooking, and the man took a little bit of a nap, and I hear him moving around, and I was a little self-conscious. Everyone in my family knows it's like I do podcasts, I do this and that. They're used to walking into a room and just me sitting there and talking to by myself. This is something I've grown quite accustomed to. Are you podcasting? Yes, I'm podcasting. But still, I feel a little self-conscious about it. But I hope, one, that if you are celebrating the holidays, that you are feeling good and feeling like not overwhelmed or stressed. And, you know, and if this is a time for you that for some people, this is a sad time and a hard time, because they've lost people or life hasn't turned out the way they hoped, and you know, I hope that's not true for you, but if it is, you are not alone in that. I think that's always important to know, and you know, I hope everything goes okay. Take care of yourself, and in the meantime, I will probably be back in the new year, and I hope you have a great holiday. Happy New Year, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.